The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen.
Yesterday we looked at birthing Isaac again and again.
And right here, so we will Isaac, Ebio.
And tonight we are looking at seeing to possess. Seeing to possess. And yesterday I told you that the birthing of Isaac is not completed.
Or
it's not over.
Isaac,
it was something that started and it continues to our time. So tonight, as we look at seeing to possess,
and you will see, we
look at this scripture, Genesis chapter 15, verse 5. And Mark chapter
8,
verse
24.
Genesis 15, verse 5. Let me start from verse 1. Then it becomes so clear. Genesis 15 from verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your exceeding great reward." The word of the Lord is coming to somebody this evening and telling the person, "Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid." We are human. We are human. And therefore, certain times, when we are not seeing what we are expecting, then fear begins to set in. Then we begin to lose hope. But just as the word of the Lord came to Abraham, so is the word of the Lord coming to you this evening. That do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. For I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. But Abraham said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." Verse 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Verse 5. And that is what we are looking at tonight. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven. Look now toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Amen.
Amen.
Look now towards heaven.
I see Pedro and in the
Look now towards heaven.
Pedro and in the
Look now towards heaven.
Pedro and in the
And count the stars.
Na ken kan in Stromano.
If you are able to number them.
Na sa ultimate ken kan ni inadia.
And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be."
Now, see, say now, for Ebeye.
Mark chapter 8, verse
24.
Mark chapter 8, verse
24.
Mark
8, 24.
And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Let me read that scripture from verse 22. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, "I see men like trees walking." Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see men like trees walking. Tonight we are looking at seeing to possess. It is still a follow-up of what we did during the crossover. Exiting, entering, exalting, You can only possess as much as you can see. You can only possess as much as you can what? See. If you cannot see, there is no way you can possess. Scientists say that the human eye can count about 6,000 stars. So God had promised Abraham. He was waiting on the promise.
Or 10 boys, you know.
It looks like the promise was not fulfilling. Then one night God calls him outside. God calls him outside. And said, look at the stars. And begin to count them. As you count them, so shall your descendants be. The man does not have a child. But he is counting his descendants. He does not have a child. But he is counting his descendants. What was God doing for Abraham? As he began counting, he gets to a time he is tired. And he would take that counting into sleep. And as he sleeps, he will be seeing those stars. And he will be seeing his children in those stars. And they will be saying, grandfather, grandpa, 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 wait for me. And by the next morning, when Abraham rises up, he rises up with a full boldness that my children are coming. My children are coming. My children are coming. My children are coming. We had an analogy on 31st. Crossover. That when you get pregnant, do you see the baby as big as you? You see the baby as something in your womb. That is why there is a bone of contention. Some says it is not a baby. Others says it's a baby.
But
when you pick it from Bible,
the Lord
says the moment you become a blood, you are what? You are living.
And so John can say,
and those who say it's not a baby is the ones who go for what? Who are looking at it from the abortion point of view.
Now, say,
amen.
Amen.
So that baby,
and it's Abu Frano,
becomes a dot in your womb. That you are able to hold it knowing that I have a baby.
Now,
in the same way, everything you have to enter into, you must first begin to see it. If you cannot see it, you cannot enter. Because in God, it is not seeing, it's believing. In God is believing is seeing. So you will see it inside you. And you begin to talk about it. People around you will not understand. They will only get to know it when it has fully what? Manifested. But that does not stop you from talking about it. Because if you stop speaking, it will stop manifesting. If you stop speaking, it will stop manifesting. So anytime Abraham goes down, or anytime Abraham feels he's down, he only needs to walk outside. And begin to count. Look up. As he looks up and he was counting. Today,
and
you and I
know
can talk about the descendants of Abraham.
You need to make Abraham as if for home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't draw a picture.
Men come for Nibia.
Of death. Draw that picture in your mind of good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Draw the picture of good.
Yesterday
I was saying that we have lived in a negative environment to the point we can imagine negative. We can see negative before it happens. So when a car is coming, you can sit down and say that car will be. And the moment it hits the person, man can't throw. But unfortunately, we cannot see good. So when we go to Mark chapter 8, Jesus was healing someone who was blind. He did everything that he would do. But now the question was about the man. What do you see? The man says, I see men walking, but as trees. I see men walking. I see men as trees. Until your imagination is clear. You are not ready to enter into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Bible says things. And when we did English at school, a little bit of English. When we say things, can you mention things?
Which one was born?
Don't mention one thing. Don't mention, please.
I say,
mention one thing. Three. What will you mention? Vehicle is a thing. So
the
Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that thing must be mentioned. It is not God, you know. It is God, I need this. That thing must be mentioned. Faith is the substance of things that you hope for. And the evidence of things that you have not what? Seen. And
where
do you get the evidence? You first get the evidence within you. If you cannot get the evidence within you, when you see it, you cannot see it. So a story is told of a woman who came to a pastor and told the pastor, my home is breaking up. My home is breaking up. My home is breaking up. And all my children are living away. Why? My daughter. My daughter. Happened to join a hippie group. Hippie. When we say hippie, hippie means that those who sniff crack cocaine and the rest. When she became a drug habit, what she's doing is that she's sleeping with the brother's friends and the father's friends. And so now it is becoming a disgrace to the home. They can't accept it any longer. So the brothers have also decided they want to leave the home. And if everybody leaves the home is what?
Empty.
Broken.
It is empty.
So when he came to the pastor and talked this thing over with the pastor, the pastor said, so we will want to pray for your child. This is where I want you to listen carefully. But We are not going to pray for the child as a prostitute.
Oh,
the mother said, no, she's a prostitute.
He
said, begin to think of the child not as a prostitute. But begin to think of the child as a lovely child that you want. So now, that is the way we are going to pray for the child. That the child has already changed. And she has become the best of children that you know.
Now, abe abo fra papa pa weni mnibi.
It was difficult for the mother to accept.
Na eya dema enani sobeja tumsa.
The mother's here. You can attest. It's difficult.
Na ena moha.
Because we share the beer. She saw kachen. She saw waswendi. We are kolaboni. But the pastor was saying that we are going to pray.
Asofuni se abo mpa ye.
And we are not going to tell God that mebana swendi. But we are going to tell God that I see a lovely child. And I want my child to become that lovely child. Can you see the child now? And after some few minutes, the woman was able to see her child as that. And they began to pray. 1 month, 2 months. By the second month, the child came home. And the child's testimony was that one day after her escapade, she woke up and felt that she was too dirty to continue doing this thing.
Oh, sorry, no, think I said, ah, why you feel the same?
And the only option was her home. But now she was going to try and see whether the parents will accept her into the home.
And because
the mother has also been praying for a lovely child. When she got to the home, the mother opened her arms and embraced her. And now the child is married. And is an evangelist. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you cannot see, you cannot possess.
Now I want to me hold you, I want to me in fact.
So Philippians will tell you
that
whatsoever is good, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is of good report, if there be any virtue,
and
if there be any praise, what should you think of? Think of those things. So on 31st like this, we prayed a prayer of escape. A prayer of escape. In that prayer of escape, you should see yourself escaping already. It is not that when it comes before you escape. So as you see yourself escaping, then you have what? Escape.
As
you see yourself exiting, then you have what? Exiting.
And now free myself.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all the prayers we were praying was prayer that you have to see and then what? Pray. So tonight we are continuing.
And you pray to us.
And it is seeing to possess. I'll give another story. And it will go for the singles. Then we'll pray. A lady went to, a pastor was called in to pray for a lady. And she asked the lady, how many years have you been praying for a spouse? And the lady said, I've been praying for 10 years. Said, why have God not answered you for 10 years? Said, I don't know why. Then the next question was, what type of man do you like? He said, I don't know. Then the pastor asked the lady, if you don't know, then how will God give
you?
And I know most of us are praying.
But
we don't know what we are praying for. But we are praying because everybody is what? Praying. So, what type of person do you like? And then he mentioned some race. And then the lady picked one. He said, bring a paper and a pen. Write it down. Write it. Number two, do you want 6 feet, 5 feet, what?
As you pay 10 gram, and I do this.
Listen to me carefully. I've told you that we have prayed for 93 days.
We are
moving to end at 100.
Yeah,
we must begin to see results. And I told you we will be speaking. So tonight we'll continue speaking. But tonight you will speak with a clear focus. Then the lady said, I want 6. Write it down. Then he asked, what type of work you want the person to be doing? He said, I want a school teacher. Write it down. Do you want the person who is fat or slim? The lady answered. He said, write it down.
No, man,
I won't continue. Now think about it. By the time you finish doing that analysis and writing it down, you have gotten a prayer point list.
They
paste it at your door. Paste it in your room. In the morning, look at it, read it. Father, I want this man. And by the time you have finished reading it, you have a picture of the man you want in your memory. This is the reason why God gave you imagination. You have a picture of the person you want in your memory. Do it in the morning. Do it in the evening. By 1 year, 2 years' time, the lady was married. And the lady married exactly what she had written. And when they were having the wedding, the mother brought the paper that the lady had pasted in the room and mentioned everything. And everything was about the man.
Why
am I saying this? The Lord told Jacob in a dream, when you want the animals to be speckled, what should you do? Cut it like this. And when he cut it like this, the animals saw it. And when they gave birth, it was exact. If God can give and animals will give exact, why won't you get it? So you are praying,
and
you have no image in mind. Be healed. You are not seeing yourself healed. How would you be healed? Obia can be healed, but it will never work. Because you must first see it, and then you can possess. That is why this evening I came in a continuation of birthing Isaac again and again. This evening we are doing seeing to what? Possess. And from tonight you must begin to see something. You must begin to see something. So Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, I think Genesis 1, Genesis 2, we can all quote it together. In Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, hello.
In the beginning, God created.
God created the heavens
and the earth.
Then verse 2 says what? The earth was without form and void, void. And darkness was over the surface of the deep.
Yes.
And in verse 3, and it continued that,
And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering
over the earth.
The Spirit of the Lord was hovering.
Over, yes.
The Spirit of the Lord was hovering. Now, let me connect it to what we are doing here. Let me connect it to what we are doing here. And then when we rise up, we are praying. God was not seeing the earth as formless and with and the earth as how the earth looked like. He was seeing the earth in a different way. And the way he was seeing the earth, that was how the Spirit was brooding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, yesterday we looked at Romans and he says, God called the things that be not as though they what? They were. So, in his image, in his imagination,
he could see
a good world. So, when you read the Genesis account, when he finished, everything was what? Good. But when you pick verse 1, will it be good?
No.
If you pick verse 1 and you put it on the whole verses, nothing must be good because everything is bad. But God first saw it was good. If you cannot see it, you cannot call it. If you cannot see it, you cannot call it. If you can see it, you can call it. And therefore, tonight we are going to pray that Lord, begin to cleanse my imagination. Begin to cleanse my imagination. I don't know imagination. Say, God gives you a picture in your mind.
Amen.
So everything God was doing for Abraham was about cleaning everything he had in his life and changing
it.
So let me ask you this. How come Sarah, who was so old, could go to a foreign land and Abimelech would say, you are attractive?
Bible
beyond stories.
I say, oh,
because God had made them to be counting the stars. And every day as they count the stars, they begin to believe that I can give birth. If I can give birth, then my body cannot be wrinkled.
And
if I can give birth, then I must get strength. If I can give birth, then my body must change. So although Sarah was aging, her body was becoming younger because of what she was seeing. So when the time came for Sarah to give birth, she was already fresh for a baby. Tonight, may you become fresh.
Amen.
For your reward.
Amen.
Because we have entered into the months of reward. If you cannot see the reward, you will not be able to take the reward. Yesterday I told you that I'm not doing anything out of what we did 31st. It's the same 31st I'm stay young and I'll be old. And tonight, as you sit here, I'm just giving you the next 2 minutes. Just begin to what is in your imagination? What is what are you seeing?
And then if you
don't want to look at it, close your eyes. Ask yourself, what am I seeing?
How
am I seeing myself? How am I seeing? How am I seeing? God could change Sarah's beauty even from the things he was reading. What am I seeing? If you can see well, you can enter into it.
And I'll be to me remo.
So who say you hear near? And yet, if you angwa boto, and I say angwa drum cry a goose wa,
That is all I'm trying to let you understand.
So
Bible will tell you in Proverbs that as a man thinketh in his heart,
so
is he. Send me a woo hono. Sana obey. And yem by sa. Once the send me a woohua, untuminya day. And Jesus send me a yama.
Amen.
For the next 2 minutes, just close your eyes.
Gata weni sabri.
Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. What do you see?
Then a woohu.
What are you seeing?
And then a woohu.
What are you seeing?
And then
we are taking our first prayer.
Yeah, but boy,
when what you are seeing, it's not good for you. We are praying our first prayer. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Clean my imagination. Clean my imagination. Some of us, what we are seeing are things that people have said about us. That is what we are seeing. So even though we are praying escape, you can't escape because you are seeing yourself trapped. But tonight, begin to pray. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, clean my imagination. Pray for yourself. Clean my imagination. You would need a clear imagination. Clean my imagination. Clean my imagination.
Yes, Lord, Holy Spirit, clean my imagination. Clean. Clean it, O Lord.
The scripture says that devil do not rejoice over me.
For when I fall, I will arise.
And when I sit in darkness,
the Lord will be my light. Yes.
Because even in his falling, he can see himself arising. Even when he's sitting in darkness, he can see the light of the Lord shining. And tonight, somebody must arise.
Amen.
Somebody must arise.
Amen.
Somebody must arise.
Amen.
Somebody must arise.
Amen.
Begin to pray. Yes, Holy Ghost, clean my imagination.
Yes, Lord.
Clean my imagination.
Clean my imagination. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit, clean it. Clean it, Lord. Makotarabasande. Libro kotori andarababa. Rakabaleketelimazandaya. Clean my imagination, Lord. Holy Spirit,
Clean my imagination.
Clean my imagination.
Clean my imagination.
Every distortion of my imagination, wipe it clean. Wipe it clean. Wipe it clean. Wipe it clean. By the blood. Clean by the blood.
Rakabala brandiri mababa, iadiri makabrane, rakata la bababa, clean Lord, Holy Spirit, clean, 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 clean my imagination, clean my imagination, clean my imagination, rakaba legete libro koto, iya baba, rakata la baba.
Clean.
Clean it now. Clean my imagination. Amen.
Listen to something. All the miracles Moses performed in Egypt.
And one day Moses,
he got it when he met God at the burning bush. So when the Lord was now telling him do it like this, he did not have any problem. Now when Israel entered into the wilderness, God wanted to now change it and move to another level by the building of the tabernacle. So what did God do? He called Moses up for 40 days and 40 nights on top of what? Mount Sinai. So now in verse 9 of Exodus
25,
see what God told Moses. And we are going to use that now. According to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its finishes. Just so you shall make it. Make this tabernacle and all its finishes exactly like the pattern I showed you.
So what Moses saw. So for the 40 days and 40 nights. God was giving Moses a picture. God was giving Moses a picture. And when he had finished, and Moses came down, he was the only one who climbed up. He went with Joshua. Joshua got halfway. Joshua did not get to the top. But when he came down, God said, what you saw, do exactly the same.
Yes, I did.
Tonight, what you will see, you must walk exactly into that day. What you will see, you walk exactly into that day. If you cannot see it, you can't walk into it.
Now, what do you mean? What do you mean? I think,
do exactly what you saw.
We are
going to pray. Father, draw a new picture for me. A new picture in my image. A new picture in my memory. Lord, give me a new picture. Because some of us don't have anything in. So we are always saying God will not answer. Because there is nothing we are working in. So if today you should even meet the miracle, you don't know it. Say Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father,
tonight, give me a new picture.
I need a new picture. We are in a month of what? Reward. But let me tell you, not all rewards are the same. Not all rewards are the same. Although we are in a month of reward, not all rewards are the same. When blind Bartimaeus, everybody knew he was blind. Where he sat even showed that he was blind. But when he caught Jesus' attention, what did Jesus ask him? What did Jesus say? What do you want that I do for you?
I said, then I person me ye mao.
What do you want that I do for you?
Then I person me ye mao.
Because maybe you are blind.
But
you tell me you need money. So it is not your sight. I may think about your sight.
Now,
but that is not what you are thinking.
But
what do you want that I do for you? And the man himself said that I might what? See. And the Lord said, then you can see. So he needed sight. He answered that I want sight. And he received a testimony for sight. So if
blind
Bartimaeus should stand here to testify, he would say, I was blind. I wanted to see. And today I can see.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God met Solomon
and
asked him, what do you want? What
did
Solomon say?
Then okay.
He said, I want wisdom. So we are in a month of reward. But you must know the reward that you want. Otherwise, when you are met with it, you
will
tell him, oh, am I confused? And by the time you come, the reward is gone.
I'm
going to pray that Father give me a new I realized the old one is distorted. Because this is my month of reward. I must be able to identify my reward. So that even when I get to a place and somebody is taking my reward, I can tell the person that, hey, Jack, this one is for me. Because I have seen it. And therefore you cannot take it away from me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a month of reward.
But
you must know the reward. The reward that you are due. You must begin to see it. So that when you enter into it, you can collect it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Heavenly Father.
Tonight.
Give me a new picture. A new picture that I can hold on to. Somebody begin to pray.
Lord, give me a new picture.
Give me a new picture.
A new picture that I can hold on to. Oshakababa. Lebreske bababa. Katuruba. Ikatare brusakama. Give me a new picture, Lord.
A new picture.
I can hold on to, Lord.
A new picture, Lord.
Rakabababa,
we are going to my
say Holy Ghost flow into that new image. Flow into that new picture. And give me a miracle now. So if your picture is about you being healed, you will get your miracle now. If the picture is about this, you will get it now. Holy Ghost flow into
Flow into that new vision. Flow in, 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 flow in
We're doing a last prayer. But please hear this. Everybody knows a chicken. When the chicken lays eggs, after laying the egg, it will go and it will come. It will go and come. It will go and come. It will go and come. But it will get to a time.
And so, ebenu baby no.
That chicken will sit on the egg.
And
when the chicken sits on the egg,
even
when you take a stone to hit it, it will move and it will come back. It will move and it will come back. Why would the chicken come back? Because that hen now sees chickens. It does not see eggs.
Na sabre no ohun se ngosia no butu so no ayenkukoma ohun se ngosia bi o.
He does not see what eggs.
Ohun ngosia bi o.
He sees chickens.
Ohun kukoma.
And because of that,
and I'm saying
no amount of sucking.
So pambie no obe pam no a.
We'll let it go. It will come and it will come and sit. It will come and it will come and sit. So Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. The Holy Ghost was hovering. The Holy Ghost was hovering. The Holy Ghost was hovering. It was hovering. It was hovering. It was hovering. It was hovering. And when the time was right, verse 3, and God said, somebody will need to go home and hover over the situation again. Hover over the picture again. Hover over the picture again. But I want us to move to the last one. What you are seeing, begin to call now. And God said,
And God said,
this month is our month of reward.
What
reward are you seeing? Begin to call it now. If it is a reward of wealth, call the money now. If it is a reward of health, call the health now. Like a chicken.
Is that koko?
Emrenaso. Men kan wanuntum biye wanona fre. When the time was ripe, God had to say, let there be. God said, let there be. That was the first time God did not keep quiet. The first moment. Verse 1, he was quiet. Verse 2, he was quiet. But verse 3, he spoke. Verse 3, he spoke. Somebody begin to speak now. 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 Yes, call it now. Call it now. Call it now. The things you are seeing, call it now. Call it now.
Likarabasande Rebaba. Rakabale Brunduru Masande.
It is my reward. Father, we see money and we call money. We see money and we call money. We see money and we call money. We see dollars and we call it. We see pounds and we call it. We see euros and we call it. We see Ghana cedis and we call it. Father, this is what we see.
Rakababa. Libro
Rama Mama. somebody to somebody. What you are seeing is healing. Call the healing now. 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 Somebody, what you are seeing is your husband or is your wife. Call that person. Call that person now. Call what you are seeing. 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 Ay, 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 ay. Call the solution now. Call it 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 now. Somebody, you are seeing the baby. 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 Don't keep your mouth shut. Call the baby now. Call the baby now. Call the baby now. Call the baby now.
Rakabala brande.
The manufacturing has begun. It 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 has begun. Call it. Call it. Call it.
I say my
call it. Call it. Call it.
Call it. I call for my healing.
Call it. Call it, call it, call it. You will call today. You will call tomorrow. You will call, you will call, you will call. One day you will not call. One day you will testify. You will not call, you will testify. You will not call, you will testify. But for now, call. Call.
Rakatarabazandiri mama. Rakabali brinde Rakabala Yandirima Rakata.
Yes, we call. 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 We call the money now. We call the money now. We call the money now. We call the jobs now. We call the jobs now. We call the jobs now. We call. We call. We call. We call. We call from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. We call now. 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 The economy of heaven is never depleted. The economy of heaven is never depleted. The economy of heaven is never depleted. There is no scarcity in heaven. There is no scarcity in heaven. We call now. 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 Bible says. With Bible says. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. God called the thing that be not as though they were. We call it now. We call it now. We call, we call, we call, we call, we call, we call new eyes, we call new eyes, we call new eyes, we call new eyes, we call new ears, we call new ears, we call new ears, we call new ears, we call now, we call now, we call now, we call now, ay, 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 yes, Sakara Baba, eh, Akamba Sandara Baba, Rama Baba, eh, Lebe Lebe, Rama Baba. Call, 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 we call now. We call now. We call now. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yandiri makabranda ya. Rakatara baba. Lebrokotara baba. Yandiri makabranda ya. Oh, masukata.
Yandiri makabranda ya. Reketele basanda ya. Yandiri makabranda ya. Rakatara basanda ya.
Rababa.
Ikada baba. Rakatara baba.
Yandiri makabranda.
Reketele basanda ya. Ya baba ya baba. Mankoria baba. Libre kabali brundu. Rakatara basanda ya. We corner, we corner, we corner, we corner, we corner, we corner,
We corner, Yakata, Rababa. Libre Kataraba Sandia, Libro Kotorobo Sidia, Rakaba Libre Dirima Mama, Yadirima Cabrande, Reketereba Sandia.
Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God. Bless God.
Thank you, Father Lord.
Ah, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We celebrate you, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord. You are so wonderful, Lord. We bless your name. You deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise of God. What a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.